hit this far out is very slim.
So how about just your reaction to your New Orleans game? Obviously, you know Monty a little bit, you know Rich as well. Didn't look like Rich was too happy when New Orleans got the pick.
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad for Rich. You know, they had a difficult season. You know, to not be rewarded with the number one pick. And then that's, you know, part of the odds you're up against. We saw that, you know, back in 2007. But, you know, Rich is a very smart guy, and I know they'll make the best of the situation. And obviously very happy for Monty, an outstanding person. You know, they went through a tough season as well, and you like to see good people rewarded, I guess. And I think Monty is, you know, an outstanding person, outstanding coach, and, you know, happy for him. And Del Demps, the general manager, is a great person as well. So, we're like first than us, but, you know, I'm happy for Monty at the same time.
I think we may have, Wesley Matthews on the line. Wesley, are you there?
I am. What's going on?
All right. Any questions for Wesley Matthews tonight?
What was your reaction to how things went down, Wesley?
I was still a little confused as to how the picks are going to break down. I saw us pick the 11th, and then, you know, right away in my mind, I was just hoping that, you know, we'd see Brooklyn's name come up early. And we did. Saw that we were going to had the potential to add two pieces out of this first round. You know, I got excited.
Sounds like you had kind of a tough couple of days. Your flight was delayed. You had some cold shower there in the hotel. Were you a little worried about karma taking a bad turn on you?
No. I was having a little bit of fun with that. But yeah, man, the East Coast always shows up to me. I've never had a good flight out here.
Hey, Wesley, are you still considering playing summer league? Well, what are your thoughts on that?
There's no consideration needed. I'm playing summer league.
Okay, so will you play the entire summer league or just a few games?
I'll play a few games. The biggest thing is I want to be there in practice. I'll be there with the guys, with the new guys, the younger guys, and go out really compete, you know, behind closed doors.
Well, how would you just describe the atmosphere at the lottery? I'm sure there's a lot of tension, a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement. I mean, that's your first time being there. What was that like for you?
It was different. You know, a lot of nerves, a lot of teams, you know, really, really antsy and wanting this number one pick to help build this team. And just, for me, it was just uncertain, you know, just kind of unknown. I mean, I just didn't know. I mean, never before, I've never been a part of any really draft process, and not being drafted. But it was cool, and it was something that I look forward to never being a part of again, because we should never have that situation.
If you had your choice, Wesley, would you like to see the Blazers use those two picks on young guys, or would you like to see them package that and get an all-star caliber player now?
All I'm really concerned is how I can get better on the team. I'll leave management up to management.
Now, Wesley, we see everyone kind of on their best behavior when the cameras are on them. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, might not have been happy with the pick they landed. Once the cameras are off and, you know, behind the scenes, do people show a little bit more emotion?
Yeah, a little bit more emotion to show. People that felt they should have been in that top three, they scurry out of there pretty quickly. But
there's a lot going into it. It's very few times where you can be in that position where land on the top three picks with the caliber of this draft, so that's probably what's going on.
Do you pay attention to the draft and look at mock drafts and draft boards and the guys coming in and all that?
I watch basketball. I wouldn't say I really pay attention to where guys are going, but I watch college basketball a lot. I'm a fan of the game. I haven't paid attention to a draft board since that year.
Chad, typically you guys have always talked about taking the best player available. Does having two picks in the lottery, does that allow you to maybe take one, a best player, but then two, maybe take a guy who fits more of a need?
Yeah,
think we'll look at, you know, with both picks, if we end up drafting at both 6 and 11, we're going to have to, you know, our team needs talent. We need to add talent to this roster, and we're going to look at the best player available at both of those picks. When you pick that high, if you're picking for me, you sometimes pass on the player who's going to be better long term. And like I said before, your needs can sometimes change overnight, and it's just better to go, especially when you're picking a lottery, to take the best player available.
Any final questions for Wesley Matthews, or we're going to cut Wesley loose? Hi, Wesley, thank you. Excellent job. Pick 6 and 11. Thank you, Wesley Matthews. Any other questions for Chad Buchanan?
Hey, Chad, can you update us on the surgeries of LaMarcus and Elliott and where they are in the rehab?
Sure. LaMarcus is back in Dallas, recovering from his surgery. I was down there, I guess it's been about a week ago, 10 days ago. Jake Jensen's been down there. His surgery is, you know, his hip seems to be recovering at, you know, the pace they want it to recover at. You know, we're going to take it slow with LaMarcus and, you know, anticipate him being completely 100% healthy for training camp. And then Elliott is back in Portland right now. You might have seen him the other day as a workout. His shoulder surgery and recovery is, you know, right on pace where it needs to be. He's starting to get more range of motion. He hasn't been able to do anything contact-wise, obviously, with his shoulder, but doing a lot of stuff with his right hand, getting a little bit stronger every day. And you know, I talked to Elliott yesterday a little bit about him just being around at summer league. Obviously, he can't participate, but you know, being around for being in the gym and being around the team, and you know, he seemed very receptive to that idea. You know, Elliott, he just loves being around the game, so I think he was, you know, that's, you might see Elliott in Las Vegas with us, just helping things, helping, you know, work with the young guys and being around our teams.
You feel like the way things went today, Chad, kind of justifies the trade that you made at the deadline?
I mean, only if we make the right pick. You know, we've got, you know, two lottery picks, and we got to go make the right selections now. You know, we have an opportunity in front of us that we need to capitalize on. And if it's, you know, making two picks or making one pick or trading the other or trading both picks, whatever it is, it just gives us more flexibility. And, you know, now it's on us to make the right decision.
Chad, if you pick at number 6, do you expect at that position in this draft to get a guy who can either start or to contribute right away?
I mean, ultimately, you would like to have a player who's capable of being a starter when you're drafting that high. You know, in this draft, I think there are several guys. I think it's a deep draft in general, full of guys who are potential to be starters, even down into the early 20s. You know, and I think I'd be disappointed if, you know, who you draft at 6, if you draft there, if I found that guy's in the prime of his career, he's not a really good starter at our level.
Not necessarily from day one, or I think he was asking to contribute like this year or start this year.
Oh, starting this year. Well, I mean, some guys are more ready to contribute than others. You know, that's kind of where you got to weigh who's going to be the best player. You know, if you're looking for somebody, ideally, if you get somebody to help you out, that's great. But like I said before, we want to draft the best player available. That player may not be quite as ready to contribute. He may be, you just never know. But I do feel like in pick 6, there are definitely some options there of guys who are ready to step in and you know, start right away.
How big was that sigh of relief you had after you learned that you got New Jersey didn't get in the lottery?
it's nerve-wracking, but kind of like Wesley said, you just have no control over it. So it's, you know, you can't get worked up over it, and you can't get too, you know, upset if you don't get the slot you want, or you know, not getting in the top 3, obviously that was a long shot for us, but being able to walk away with 2 picks was a bonus. You know, it is nerve-wracking. There's so many numbers up on the board, and they're pulling those ping pong balls out, and you're just looking at, we only had 8 combinations to look at, so it didn't take me long to figure out if we were still in the mix for the pick. But New Jersey had a lot more combinations, so I didn't really bother following where they were at. I was just trying to see if we could sneak into that top 3.
Chad, is LaMarcus definitely out of a less competition?
I would, it's probably a long shot, to be honest with you. It's also maybe up to LaMarcus and what the doctor feels like, where he's at in his recovery at that point. But, in LaMarcus's mind, I think he's really focused in on being healthy for the start of training camp. And, we'll see where he's at, come USA basketball. But I think it's probably a long shot, if I had to guess. But like I said, also has to be LaMarcus and his doctor's call.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap it up there. Let's